How do you say that word?
Which one?
Commution? Commutation?
Commute.
What is that? What does that even mean? I mean, I know essentially you get out of jail, but what does it mean? I should
Where
just
are you
look it
looking
up. I'm
at?
asking you. They let
Oh,
Kodak
yeah.
black out.
A
You're
commutation.
fine.
That'd be my
Muted,
guess.
right? That's commuted, but the sentence
Commutation.
was commuted, but
Yeah, say that.
so.
Kodak Black sentence was commuted. Say exactly how Clayton said it. I believe it.
But what does
Commuted.
it
I don't know
mean?
what y'all talking about. Commuted. What's up, you guys are watching Half Woke News. Man, this is so crazy because, Lil Wayne endorsed Trump with like a subtle endorsement. He posted this picture. He put out a couple tweets about how Trump was dope and the platinum plan, some bullshit that, the Republicans were selling to the black community. And we all were upset. It was my final straw with Lil Wayne. I was mad. People were saying he probably did it to get pardoned. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck y'all talk about. Lo and behold, that's exactly why the fuck he was doing it. Lil Wayne was among 140 people who were pardoned or had their sentences. What the fuck was it again, Clayton? Commuted.
Commuted.
Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
happened.
commuted. Commuted from the jail to their house. You know what I'm saying?
Them shits was done. And he said, it's cool. Y'all could go. Lil Wayne had a gun charge and, he could have gotten 10 years. But his buddy Trump helped him out, even though Lil Wayne did not help out the black community. So that's just how it goes. He was supposed to be sentenced on January 28th. That didn't happen. In the pardon, Lil Wayne was praised for his commitment to a variety of charities, including donations to research hospitals and some food banks. So, y'all, we was completely, not that anybody was super following what Lil Wayne had to say anyways, but I just never thought somebody who was like my favorite rapper as a teen, like, I didn't think this would be his ending.
But see, that's why the thing
It's
too, we get
not.
too caught up in you my
Yeah.
favorite rapper, you
Did
gotta
he
think like I
die?
think,
I'm
you
just
gotta do
playing.
what I do, you gotta be me because I feel you that much. But you know what I'm saying? I know nobody likes Trump like that, but we can all not act like it ain't good to have, you know what I'm saying, folks in white places. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't, it's always good to have somebody in a place that could shit get you up. I
Ron.
mean, I hate the way he had to do it, you know what I'm saying? Because it made it look
Ron is the representation of your friend in a white space. Nigga,
I
your
mean, he
background
looked
is white.
though.
Like you need a nigga in a white space to be like, man, let that nigga Look,
go.
man, a lot of people want
Good
to talk to
ass
you. And
reason why places.
I was saying
Places.
this when
What?
Kanye was doing this. It's like y'all think moves, not y'all, but motherfuckers think moves are small. It's like this the president, man. Like it is what it is. Like, so you want me to be a real nigga and just go to
Go to
jail?
jail.
Or be friends with the Most High, or the second Most High. We know the good Lord is the Most High. This just what it is. It's like these are the moves they make. When like people were, when Kanye was endorsing Trump, I was just thinking like, if the option is you can endorse me and get this $1 million, or not. Either way, we're getting ready to do this evil shit. You want to make some money from it and maybe put it back in the black community, or not. Either way, Trump was gonna do some fuckery. Lil Wayne just took advantage of it.
Man, my thing is with Lil Wayne is to keep the same energy for me because when people ask him about Black Lives Matter, he like, what is that? I don't understand. What does that mean? I don't have none. When people ask him about George Floyd, when people ask him about Trayvon Martin, I remember he was like, I don't know what that, like any type of political issues that directly affect the black community, he'd be like, I don't know. I just watch ESPN and, drink lean and try not to have seizures. I didn't mean to bring his health into it, but I'm mad.
Wow,
So
geez,
my thing
Louise, Cynthia.
is, so
Damn,
my thing
Cynthia.
is, keep quiet and really keep that same energy when it comes to this. But oh, you got so much to fucking say. It's just like, I don't accept that. I don't accept that for people no more. Like, I'm sorry. Yes, I do expect more from
Yeah,
rappers or just shut the fuck up in general.
Wayne was going crazy on them interviews where he was like, I'm a young nigga with millions of dollars. If that doesn't show you that Black Lives Matter, then I don't know what does, ma'am. I'm like, whoa, nigga, what are you? Like, you can't always be in rapper mode, bro. Like, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
all he
Like,
know, Clayton. That's all he know.
can't.
This is the thing. We don't think about Lil Wayne being like Michael Jackson, but he is. Like, all he know is rap. All he know, this nigga was
Hold on
so
now, hold
ignorant.
on,
He
hold
didn't even
on,
know,
hold on.
okay?
MJ did say
All I gotta say is that they don't really care about us.
And then he fucked us. I mean, I get it. Hey, keep that same energy.
He ain't fucked me, but
listen, what? Okay, listen, we're moving on. But
is that too much?
He wasn't, it was a little far because I was wondering where you was going with the MJ thing and I didn't want to go there. But look,
I wasn't going there.
He wasn't the only rapper who was pardoned though. Ryan, you want to talk about Kodak?
Look, Kodak Black.
Damn, look, like to Kodak. See you winning. Just look like his fourth chance at freedom.
So, rapper Kodak Black was granted commutation, which is a very difficult word to say. He was serving a 3-year prison sentence for weapon charges. Supporters of his pardon included Gucci Mane, Lil Pump, Lil Yachty, and others. Part of his reason for being pardoned was he paid for school children's notebook supplies to daycare centers and food for the hungry. He deleted his tweet about giving $1 million to charity, however. He still faces prosecution for his 2016 sexual assault case. So yes, Lil Wayne and Kodak Black both had something to do with Trump. I really don't know how Trump had all these random names in his like mind. I don't know who gave him this list. Like, I forgot some of these niggas was in jail.
Let C Murder out? That's what I need to know.
No.
You know, that's real Black empowerment. You don't want to do that. They don't want to give Master P his brother back. They don't want to do that.
Nobody went up there for C Murder. Lil Pump, Lil Yachty.
They didn't get the memo because some memo went out to all the publicists or managers or somebody and was like, hey, we're looking for some Black people to endorse Donald Trump and there's some pardons on the line. And they was like, hey, collect call from, yo, y'all want to get free? Wow. And I can't lie.
That's what happened. My bad. That's why I see Murder not there. Ain't nobody doing that. I chill, fool. Nah, I do my time. You know what I'm saying?
They let out Kwame Kilpatrick, who was the mayor of Detroit. I forgot he was in jail. I just completely forgot. I mean,
if I go to jail, I'm not expecting shit from you because you dead ass check people out. You're like, fuck it. It was your decision. Like, damn.
I didn't say that. I'm glad that they all out of jail. I don't think anybody should be jailed up, you know, if they don't absolutely have to be, especially when it's a situation where a motherfucker didn't kill nobody. Like, it's people that kill people running around for free and you lock somebody up because they stole a couple dollars. Like, Trump didn't just do that for 4 fucking years. So let them niggas out. I'll tell you this much though. What this did show me is that, like, all these times where there was pardons for presidents and governors to give, and we thought it was this long, drawn out, like, detailed process to do it, that's horseshit. I remember when I was in high school, it was probably middle school, and Stanley Tukey Williams, one of the, like, OG Crips or something, was up for execution, and Governor Schwarzenegger had the option to, like, pardon him. And he didn't. And I thought it was, like, because it was too complicated. This nigga just didn't do it. Trump showed, I could do what the fuck I want to do. So if it didn't show me nothing, it's like, Biden, nigga, I know you can do it. So if somebody get locked up, let him out. I know you can do it.
What you think, P? Are you taking a pardon for the picture?
Nah, I'm gonna pass on that pardoning picture, fool. I don't know. Depending on what I don't know, fool. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be hard.
If I got to get out, nigga, like, cheese. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm gonna do my part. I don't think he ever go. I don't think my name would come up. But even if it did, I'm gonna have to ride with me because I already been in here. I got my lifestyle down now. You know what I'm saying? And I'd rather be in here in the mirror chilling. Shit, playing cards than to be out here every day. Like, yeah, that's the bitch that was cheesing with Trump. You know what I'm saying? I know it's fucked up, but say, fool, you did that at the end, too. It's like, let me get a few more niggas before I walk out. See, still got you.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
That's facts. Well, not everybody got a pardon. Clayton, who was a not pardon and upset about it?
Oh, man. So, everybody, you seen the Netflix little show, documentary series, Tiger King, Joe Exotic, he sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for breaking wildlife laws and for his role in a failed murder for hire plot. Because remember, they said Buddy was supposed to go down there to kill the lady, but Buddy just took his money and ran off. So he thought he was getting out, man. His people was confident. They had the limo waiting. They had hair and makeup for his silly ass. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they had a bunch of little zebra shirts and little bullshit, little tiger stripe shit. He thought he was just going to throw on and be right back. No, boy. No. No, you can't go, Joe. Sit your ass down. They didn't call me? No, they wasn't calling you, man. Like, first of all, only thing I can say about Joe Exotic is this motherfucker had a limo waiting, and it was like a Hummer SUV limo. And that bitch was, oh, that bitch was out there from sun up to sundown, boy. Like, you kept seeing the motherfucking driver stepping out, smoking cigarettes and shit. Like, that nigga was like, this nigga ain't coming. Like, I know this nigga ain't no way. He fucking, dog. No, you don't get a pardon, Joe. The only thing I learned from Tiger King was how cheap a motherfucking Tiger is.
Really, damn.
Yeah.
$2,000.
No, I'm happy because $2,000, dog. The irony. He white. Free the black people. Of, they left Tiger King in that bitch. Why?
You know what he said, though?
Clayton.
He said he was too gay. He said he was too gay to be let out.
Nah,
what?
He said he didn't let me out
because I'm too gay. I'm too gay and I'm too proud. Some shit he said, but yeah.
It's supply and demand. Man. They didn't need any more white votes. They just didn't. It was like, we're cool, because they was even saying, like, the picture that Lil Wayne posted and shit, Trump's like team campaigned and promoted it directly to black people. You know how you can promote tweets and shit? So it's like they promoted it to the black community. Like, look who fucks with Trump. They didn't need nothing.
He let some white people out. He let some white murderers out. Some people who just straight up killed people.
He let his homeboys out. He let his homeboys out. No, he let his man.
I got my two people before I left. You know what I'm saying?
He said Bannon. All right, Bannon. It's like you picking teams in basketball. Like, that's how that nigga was with who he wanted out. He was like, hey, who the nigga with the twist? What's his name? Kodak? Come on. Give me Kodak. Give my man Steve Bannon. Come on, baby. What, white lady, what you did? What you did? You was a cop. You shot niggas all the time. Come on, baby. You too.
You should have been free, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, Lil Wayne, I didn't know that was you. Come here, boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic was sitting there like, no.
Oh my damn. God. Well, Lil Wayne
Joe said he was too gay.
Lil shout out to Joe Exotic. Lil Wayne, the day after he was pardoned, was on set filming a Tory Lanez music video. So as if he, you know, a lot of people are like, DaBaby even was like, they don't really want to be associated with Tory Lanez because of his allegations that he was even, you know, just commuted from, I guess, with shooting Meg Thee Stallion, but still with the whole protect black women shit. Lil Wayne don't give a fuck about a hashtag. Like, he don't give a fuck. He like, I don't care. I'm a
Lil Wayne really is out of the world like that, man. Like, he just, all he do is rap. I mean, it's, you know, he's good at it. You know, he knows words. It's like, hey, man, I got money. You know, I've been rich since I was 9. I invented words. Bling, bling. Like,
no, not just hey, bling, bling. He got great wordplay. Now, we can't take that.
I didn't say that was bad. He invented a word. I love Lil Wayne. I'm just saying, he doesn't know everything. Like, it's
no, he
Michael
doesn't
Jackson.
Know everything. He just makes choices, y'all. Like, we all make choices. His choices are like, I don't give a fuck how you feel. I'm going to do this song with this dude. Right. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I'm fucking with this dude. Like, you know, we can't
y'all
just
gonna forget
it, it really take all kinds to make up the world. Like, he's just one of them kinds. It's like, hey, I'm in my own bubble. I bust my own moves. Yep. I don't care how nobody feel about it. And you what? Shit.
Hey,
that's how everybody feel personally about your own shit. Like, what?
He knew what to do.
Do what I want
to
do.
To go down there with Trump and put on that goddamn white woman sweater he had on. That nigga put on that Diane Keaton ass sweater. This nigga went down there with that Martha Stewart. This nigga showed up dressed like Stuart Little. This nigga showed up dressed like the little mouse trying to get his freedom, nigga. That nigga know shit. If he knew to throw on that goddamn, give me that sweater that white women wear in the fall for me to go down there and talk with this nigga.
I would like to say this real fast, though. It's like, I'm not saying that you should just sell out your morals and sell out your people just for your own personal gains. But with these situations in particular, like, the nigga Trump already fucked everything up. And now you on your last leg and it's like, I get to seize an opportunity. That's just opportunistic. It's not like he was like, yeah, I would work for Trump for 4 years and poison the water supply. It was take a picture. and get out of jail, nigga. I've been to jail. Yeah. It's not fun. If I could have took a picture to get out, nigga, I would have been Instagram.
I feel that, and it is all perspectives, because as much as I'm mad at him, like, even if he was going back to Precious having to do it, like, if you had to take that picture and you got out, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. She had to do what she had to do. Bitch, new specials on the way. Fuck y'all. Like, you know, it would be like, if it's your people, you understand it. If I was in that situation, I'd understand it. Like, I'd be like, I don't care. But at the same time, like, consumer's choice in being like, what we support, if we keep supporting these types of people, it just, it ain't a good look. It ain't a good look. That's all. But what y'all think? Let us know in the comments below how y'all feel. That was another. Would you take the pardon for a picture deal? Go ahead. Let us know in the comments below. And yeah, that was another episode of Half Woke News. I hope you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
Rest in peace, Hank Aaron. I'm Clayton English.
Oh.
See y'all next time.
Make America smart again. Now we weren't never smarter.